Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a schus for our morning rest. Shiachir for Baruch Mordechai in the Malka. Tosfos in Seches of Metzian Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph and Kedushin Lamed Beis Amud Aleph discuss the Ma'an D'Yomer Michel Ben. According to the Ma'an D'Yomer Michel Ben, that the child has to pay for the kibud aveim. What's the din if somebody has the mitzvah of kibud av and avedas atzim or avedas chaver? What should he do? As if he's oisik in kibud av, so then first you have to do avedas chaver, because before kibud av comes avedas chaver. We see above mitzvah lamed beis amud aleph. Okay, so he's Oisek in Avedas Chaveiroi. Your Aveda comes before your friend's Aveda. But if you're Oisek in your Aveda, and we already see that, but Mitzia Lamin Amid Beis, Lamin Gimel Amid Beis, if you're Oisek in your Aveda, then Kavod Aviv Kodem, Lamad Darim Mishal Ben. But between your Aveda and your father's Kavod, you have to be Oisek in Kavod Aviv. That comes first. Oh, you're Oisek in Kavod Aviv, but then your friend's Aveda comes first. Oh, your friend's Aveda comes first. Your Aveda comes before your friend's Aveda. That's the problem. So that's Tosfos. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Bava Metzia and the Makan and Kiddushin ask, why does Tosfos only discuss this kash according to the Ma'an D'Yomer Michel Ben, that you have to pay from your own funds to honor your father, and therefore if you have a conflict between your own Aveda and Kavod Aviv, then Kavod Aviv comes first because Michel Ben. But frak the achroinim, hari oisei sofik yeshne gam leman d'omer mishal av. The same sofik applies even if you hold mishal av. The gabe bitol malachta v'kovid aviv avedas chaveroi. Because we know that even if you hold mishal av, that the father has to pay, but you still have to be mevatel your malacha for kibud aveim, as we have been discussing at length in other shiurim. So, what would be the din if you have Bittul Malacha versus Kavod Aviv versus Avedas Chaveiroi? If you're Oisek in Avedas Chaveiroi, well then, your Bittul Malacha comes first. Just like your Aveda comes before your friend's Aveda, so to your Bittul Malacha, you don't have to invite the Malacha for your friend's Aveda. Eves Kilo Yevachayevyan. And if you're Oseik in your Aveda, if you're Oseik in your Malacha, then Kibud Aviv comes first. And as we've been learning in the Shiurim, that when it comes to some in the Gemara already, that when it comes to Kibud Av, even if you hold Mishal Av, you have to invite your Malacha to be Mechavid your father. So if you're Oseik Malacha versus Kibud Av comes first. Seder. So you're Oseik in Kibud Av. If you're Oseik in Kibud Av, then Avedas Chavero comes first. Then if you have Avedas Chavero and you're Bittul Malacha, then your Bittul Malacha comes first. So again, you're stuck in the same cycle. So that would have been a good question to ask for Tosfos, just like Tosfos asks Laman D'Yomer Michel Ben. So the kasha then is, my time at Danu Atosis Rakhman Dharma Michel Ben, the Gabe Aveda. Why don't they discuss Michel Av, the Gabe Bittul Malacha? It's a good shtag kasha. Ubi Yoisir, Hiksha Makne, Amashapash to Tosis Suffix Zeva Kosvishi Asok Babi Dose. Tosis resolved the Suffix and said that you should be Oisek in your Aveda. Why? You don't have to lose your Aveda. Because only if you have to spend money for the Hana of your father, your Chayiv, because that's the Guf HaKibud. Aval ba'avidasoi she'ein av nena ba'aveda atzma, you don't have to lose your Aveda for your father. Ain sham divrei atosis. So maksha makne al ma shepashtu atosfot she'asok ba'avedato. Moshe Tzvarnu, that since Hefzer Avedos is Machmas Esek, the Kibbutz Avid in Gufa Kovid, that the Ben is in Chayv La Hefzer Avedos. Vare Akat Yikal Mebaye Kanal, but we still have a Shalag Avid Bittal Malacha Letzorech Av. Here the Av is Nena Me Guf Bittal HaMalacha, because he's Mis Asik Behanoas Av. So your dove is nana from your bit of malacha. So why doesn't Tosis ask mitzad that? Mitzad bit of malacha? Tosis only asks mandar mishal ben. What about mandar mishal av and bit of malacha? And there, the child being vatul is malacha to be mechavi the father is mikuf hakibud. Ayin sham, divrei makne. So we've been following along with the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, David Manzatzal, so Omer Kacha, Shebeguf Safek HaTosvot, with regard to the very question that Tosus raises, Ch'oire B'Pashtus, it would appear Misvoro, that since the Ptur of Ephes, Ki Lo Yebucho Evyoin, tool that we have, that there's going to be no poor in the land, and therefore you're allowed to be Isaac in your own Aveda before your friends. So therefore, you don't have to spend money and lose your Aveda for the Aveda of your friend and your pater from this. Hare lich ora mali imashen itzrach lo hamamon hu lehana'ato o lekol shimush acher. Ma ze meshane im. If whether he needs the money is for his own hana, or for a different use. V'chi nivdok achar kach ma asa b'mamuno ze shelo efsido al avidat chavero. Are we going to check afterwards what he did with his money? That he didn't lose for his friend's aveda? It doesn't really matter what he's using this money for, whether he's using the money for himself, for his own hana, or for something else. Are we going to check afterwards what he did with the money? That he didn't lose because of Avedas Chavero? We're not going to check at all. Im kacha, gam ha-shimush shel chiyuv mitzvato ha-mechayvo lo-tzi mamon al kibudav. And if so, even the use of the chiyuv mitzvah that obligates him to spend money and kibud avein is included in this, because that's the way he's using his money. And if so, just like he doesn't have to lose his aveda that is needed for his eating, so that he can survive for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, hu adin, that he's not obligated to lose his Aveda that's needed for him for his mitzvah for Avedas Chavero. See what I'm saying? that we're not checking out what he's doing with the money he gets because he's osek in his aveda. The point is that he doesn't have to lose this aveda. Because of this aveda, he doesn't have to lose this aveda in order to return his friend's aveda. So he can either find his aveda and use it for himself to buy food, or he can use the aveda in another way. He can use the aveda in order not to have to return his friend's aveda, because he's doing the mitzvah of being mechaber his father because of avedas chavera. So he has avedas chavero and he has kibbut aveim. So what is he doing? He's using avedas chaveroi. And he has avedas who has kibbut aveim. And he has his own aveda. So he's allowed to return his own aveda, get his own aveda back, and not be osik in his friend's aveda. In the chora, he's also allowed he's allowed to use his friend's aveda for a different gain. So he can gain the mitzvah. So he's using his aveda in order to do the mitzvah of kibbut aveim. How's he using his aveda in order to do the mitzvah of kibbut aveim? Because his aveda comes before his friend's aveda, and now he's using his aveda in order not to return his aveda to himself, get his aveda back, but in order to honor his father, which kibbut av versus his friend's aveda comes first. But since his aveda is now factored in also, so his aveda he can return for his own benefit, or his aveda he can also use for another purpose in order to gain the mitzvah of kibbut av. And his aveda is the means by which he doesn't have to return avedas chaver, because we just kibbut aveim versus avedas chaver up to avedas chaver. But since it's his aveda versus avedas chaver, his aveda wins. And what does he use his aveda for? He could use it to take it back for himself and put it in his pocket and buy lunch with it, or barter it for lunch, or he can use it in order to do kibbut aveim. So why can't he do that? So l'chayra, he should say yes to it for kibbut aveim. And therefore, he's going to, he doesn't have to return his friend's aveda. V'imkein nimtza dimiman avshach, batla mitzvat ha-shavat avedat chavero, v'ein kan ela nidon, ben avedato, l'kibbut aveim. So now all that's left is the nidon of your aveda versus kibbut aveim. But you don't have to return your friend's aveda, miman avshach. Sai mitzad your aveda, sai mitzad your father's aveda. It's your aveda comes before, and also your father, you're using your aveda to say, ah, my father's aveda comes first. My father's kibbut comes first. So we explain that in this case, according to the Mandamer Michel Ben, if you have a nidon between your aved and kibbut aveim, and you hold Michel Ben, then you have to lose your money. So now all that's left now, after your friend's aved is out of the picture, it was beaten on both ends, either mitzad your aveda comes first, or mitzad you're using your aveda to not have to return your friend's aveda so you can do the mitzvah of kibbut aveim. Because again, we're not checking what you did, what shimush you did with your aveda. So here the shimush of your aveda is that you're going to do the kibbut aveim. So now all you have is a nidon of the clash between your aveda and kibbut aveim. And the mandamer Michel Ben, you have to be mafsid your mum. So what's the suffix of Tosis b'chlam? I don't know if we can have a Taina and Tosis when I'm making this Gainish Cheshbon, but we assume that Tosis makes the Gainish Cheshbonis. So what's the Shaila b'chlam? Tosis should have thought of that. Tosis did think of that. So what's the suffix? The Yoser v'pashtis yesh lahakshayis. Shekevan she'ain din, she'ain kibra ve'ain b'makom meshavis aveda. Since there is no din, there's no such din that there's no kibra ve'ain in the case of a shavis aveda. It's not the pshat. Pshat is that you have to be meshav the aveda, even though you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of kibra ve'ain. So in an instance where you're not chayv to be meshiv the aveda, because yours comes first. Mela kibud avim keneged aveda, so kibud avim kadim. What's the suffix of Tosfos? In other words, pshat is there's no din to be meshiv in aveda. There's a din to be meshiv in aveda, even though you're going to be mevatel mitzvah kibud av. But here you're not chayv in hashavas aveda. Notice here, you know you have a clash between your Aveda and your friend's Aveda. So you're not chayv in Hashavas Aveda. You're not chayv in Hashavas Aveda, so Mimela, you're chayv in Kibud Aveim. Because now it's your Aveda versus Kibud Aveim. So Pashat Kibud Aveim is first. So what's Bechal the Safiq of Tosis? I'm sure there's no din of Kibud Aveim in Makom Hashavas Aveda. And that in this case, since we're dealing with the case of Hashavas Aveda, there's no Kibud Aveim. Pshat is, you should be Meshav the Aveda, even though you're Mevatel Mitzvah Kibud Aveim. But here there is no Din of Hashavas Aveda. You're not chayv to be Meshav the Aveda because Shalok Kodem. So that's knocked out of the box, the Aveda's Chavero, and then all that's left is Kibud Av, and your Aveda is Pashit doing Kibud Av. So what's the Suffolk of Tosis? So there's an even simpler Cheshbon. And your Tosis still has a Suffolk. So it appears as follows. Sheomnam naktu atosfot behavamina shechayev lafsid mamon gam b'shvil mitzvat kibud aveim. Tosfos is learning in the Havamina that you have to lose money even for the sake of mitzvah kibud aveim. Aval mikevan shemamon zeh ein bo kol kiyum mitzvah. This mammon has no kiyum mitzvah. Ein ze mammon shemishtameshu bo lemitzvah. Elu mammon shenigzar alav lafsido. You have to lose money even in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud aveim. But this money that you're losing is not a kiyum mitzvah. You're not using it for a mitzvah. It was decreed that you have to lose the money. And such money anyway in Bokol Shimush. That we should say that for the sake of this money, you're better than your friend because of the patzik of Efes Kiloya Bechayavim. This is money that you have to spend, and you have no use for this money. Because klape this money, there's no miyut of efes kiloya b'chayevya on it. You shouldn't have any poor among you. But this money, you should have poor among you. Why should you have poor among you? Because this money was decreed that you have to lose it for kibud aveim. You have to lose money. And because of this, because regarding this money, there's no miut of efes kibud aveim. You know, you have to spend money on kibud aveim. You have to lose money for kibud aveim. If you're oisik be kibud aveim, so there's mammon הרי יש כאן ממון המחייב להוציאו לאבידת חברו. יוסק אם קיבל אבים, you have money that you're obligated to spend for אבידת חברו that precedes קיבל אבים. ושוב יתחייב באבידת חברו. נאי שבי מסחייב באבידת חברו. Why? Because this money is gone. You have to write off this money. This money is nothing to talk about. Because mitzad kibud avim, you would have to lose the money. So once the money is a goner, so there's no more money to talk about, so it's not nefes kiloya b'chaevion shayla anymore. We're not worried about that. And the mela, so let's, money is no longer an issue. Losing money, being poor is no longer an issue. And now all you have is kibud avim versus avedas chavera. So what are you going to be chayvin? Avedas chavera, because we're talking the Gemara, avedas chavera precedes kibud avim. Ela, she'az kvar patur mizeh, kivan she'eino mamon shel kibud avim, ela shelo, v'shelo kodem. But you're patur now. Because now this money isn't kibud avim money anymore. It's your money. This aveda, your aveda that you're losing out on is your money. It's not kibud avim anymore because avedas chaver are not kibud avim out of the box. So now it's just avedas chaver versus your aveda versus your money. So your money wins. Efes kilei b'chavya. So that's Tosis's discussion. But really, maybe Avedis Chavera could be first? Because the money's already gone out to Kibbut Avein, because you have to spend money on Kibbut Avein. You have to lose money, like we discussed in the previous year. You have to lose money on Kibbut Avein, like any other mitzvah, and Mimela, there's no Efes Kilei B'Chavein. And therefore, the money is a goner. If the money is a goner, so then Kibbut Avein versus Avedis Chavera. So maybe Avedis Chavero is going to come first. The only problem is that maybe now you're patur because it's your money. And your money comes first. Shelo koidem. Then you run into a problem. Okay, so your money comes first, but now it's your money versus kibbutz. So now you have to lose money for kibbutz, so then kibbutz comes first. And kibbutz versus avedas chaver, v'chule v'chule. Zeh danu ha'tosfot, v'hesiku, she'omnam me'haytai magufa she'enu ela hefseid mamon be'alma v'lo mamon le'mitzvah, eino chayav klal lehotzio al kibud avim. So what's Tosis's conclusion? For this very reason, that it's only stam hefsid mamon. It's not mamon lemitzvah. You're not using this money for kibud avim. You're just losing money, but it's not directly helping your father, this lost money. Lost money directly helps your father when you buy him breakfast with it. Therefore, you don't have to spend it on kibud avim. So that's the maskan of Tosfos. So you could be metapel your own aveda. Aval bebitul melacha. But when it comes to bitul melacha, that was our shaila. Why doesn't Tosis ask about Man De'omer Mishel Av, and what about Bitul Malacha? Avo bebitul Malacha, shekanal dinu shetzich liten et atzmo, im kol hamamonot sheyesh bazeh, lemitzvat kibud avim, pshita sheshimush zeh shel atzmo, im shivui hamamon sheyesh bazeh, ba'asiyat ha'machilo mashkehu shel av, shehu mitzvah, havelei shimush b'mamon letzorech mitzvato. וגם כלפי ממון זה נאמר אפס כי לא יהיה בחביה. ואינו חייב להוציאו על אבידת חברו. וכן לנו לא דנו על זה התוספות, ובחגיו נפשיטה, שיתעסק בכיבוד אביהם, ולא באבידת חברו. והיינו, that when it comes to bittul malacha, the din is that if you hold mishal av, you still have to be mevatel malacha for your father. And as we learned in a previous shir, the din is, by bittul malacha, you have to give yourself with all the mamonos that are involved for the mitzvah of kibud av v'ein. As before, we were learning, you hold mishal ben. So this money is a goner. This money doesn't have to, there's no kiyum mitzvah with this money that one's going to be losing, one's going to be losing one's aveda. There's no kiyum mitzvah, but because he's not using this money for a mitzvah, but it's money that was nigzar, was decreed upon him that he has to lose. So since the money anyway has no use, because he has to lose it, even though it's not being used directly for kibud avim, but the decree is that he has to lose the money. So mameila, you might as well just do the and since this mammon belavach, he has no shimush. That we should say that he's better than his friend because the pasuk of Efes Kilei B'Chayevion, Ma Pitom. The money is gone. It's a moment Shemachuyev Lo Tzio, Ein Lo Kol Shimush Bo. There's no use for this money. There's no miut of Efes Kilei B'Chayevion. This money is gone. And therefore, if he's Isaac and Kibud Avim, so then he has to be Isaac and Avedas Chavero first. Because Avedas Chavero comes before Kibud Avim. But then he's going to be Pater, since it's not Kibud Avim money, but it's his own. And since it's his own money, so this money now Kibud Avim is out, now it's him, his money against his friend's money. So his money wins, Shelo Kodim. And then Tosis discusses, and they conclude, no. So, it's Hefseid Mamon Baum, it's not Mamon Mitzvah. And therefore you're not chayv to be motzi on Kibud Avim. So when it comes to you versus your father, so since it's not directly going for Kibud Avim, yours wins. That's when you hold Mishal Ben. But the Bittul Malacha, Ma'adamar Mishal Av, you have to give over, you have to not do your Malacha and give over all your mamonos that's involved in this for the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. That's the definition of Bittul Malacha. You're giving over yourself and all your mamonos in order to be Mechabit your father. So it's Pashut that this Shimush with the value of the money, which is enabling you, losing this money is enabling you to do the Machila Mashkeh of the father, which is the mitzvah. This is using the money, letzerach mitzvasa. And therefore, kape mamon zeh, we have the pasuk of Efes Kiloye b'chaevya. If it's money that's already gone, then there's no miur of Efes Kiloye b'chaevya. Anyway, the money is gone. Like we said, according to the tzad, that Mishal Ben. And we ended up that it's not gone. Because if you're Osek and Avedas Chavero, then your money wins. But here, we're not talking about the money that's not mitzvah dika money. There it's not mitzvah dika money. Anyway, it's gone, isn't it? So there's no meat of Efetz Kilei B'Chavya. But here, we're talking about where it's a mitzvah. And when it comes to the mitzvah, so you don't have to spend money on a mitzvah that's going to make you poor. Efetz Kilei B'Chavya. And so your Aveda precedes your friend's Aveda, because Efes Kilei B'Chayevion. When it comes to a mitzvah, you come first. You don't have to spend money on a Beit Chaveru before you. So here we're dealing with mammon, shivui mammon, that's for a mitzvah. So here there's definitely a din of Efes Kiloi B'chaevya. Because if he's this money that this person's losing to serve his father, so that money has a din of Efes Kiloi B'chaevya on it. Because it's money spent on a mitzvah, that's what the Bita Malacha is. Bita Malacha is give yourself and all your mammonis to serve your father. So here there's a din of Efes Kiloi B'chaevya. And Memela, you don't have to spend it on Avedas Chaver. So your friend is not, your friend's Aved is not even a Shaila here. He's out. There's a din of Efes Kiloi B'chaevya. So all that's left is Kibud Avim. Kibud Avim versus your Aveda. So I'm not talking about here where it's your Aveda. Here we're talking about where it's Bitul Malacha. So if it's Bitul Malacha, losing Malacha versus Kibud Avim, so of course you do Kibud Avim. Even the Mandara Mishalav, that's the Mandara Mishalav, that you're Mavata Malacha for Kibud Av. But there's no Shailo Avedas Chaveru, because here there's the Indian of Efes Kiloi B'chaevya. Behold, Michel Ben, so then you have to lose Mammon for Kibud Avim. But this Mammon doesn't have Kiyum Mitzvah, because it's not Mammon that you're using for a mitzvah. It's a moment that you have to lose, meaning your Aveda is money that you have to lose. Since it's money you have to lose, it's not. There's no din of Efes Kiloi B'chaevya. But here we're dealing with a mitzvah. Here we're dealing with Bita Malacha, which is a mitzvah to give yourself over for your father and all of your mamanas, all the mamanas that are involved. So here's Efes Kiloi B'chaevya. So your friend's Aveda is in a shikul b'chal. It isn't part of the equation. Because you don't have to become poor to do a mitzvah. You have to lose money to do a mitzvah, and here you're losing money. And if you have a vata malacha for my friends, aveda, ma pitom. I don't have to be poor for my friend to do a mitzvah and be poor through this mitzvah for the sake of my friends' money. So aveda's chaver isn't even the shikul. All there is bitul malacha for kibud av. So of course you have to be vata malacha for kibud av. So that Tosis didn't even discuss. It's pasha biyosik b'kibud av. So Advarim Hayu Niflaim the Mevine Davar. I hope this was understood. And this is actually our sixth Shir in this series. You can listen to the other ones. Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. We still have a lot more to talk about, so please stay tuned, and we will hopefully see more and more Neflaos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.